Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us.
Good morning. Thank you for listening to the radio program brought to you by the members of the Main Street Church of Christ. We meet at 240 West Main Street in Mount Sterling, Kentucky. We meet Sunday morning at 10 o'clock for a two-hour period of worship. We partake of the Lord's Supper every Sunday. We have a cappella singing. We have prayers. We have preaching. We have Bible classes for all ages. And the adult Bible class teacher is Clark Howell. And he's looking at some passages of Scripture in the New Testament, which first might appear to be some contradictory sayings, but we're looking at how these sayings of Jesus are reconciled, and that's been a good study. And then on Wednesday night, Mike DeHart is teaching. We meet at 7 o'clock for about a one-hour period of worship, and he's been talking about the importance of seeking the truth. And then he's going to be talking about the church that Jesus Christ built and some characteristics of that early church. So you're invited to any of those services. Also, you can visit our website, mountsterlingchurch.com. Been looking at the word grace lately. It's from a Greek word, charis, and it simply means favor. Now, in the Bible, God's grace is usually defined as undeserved favor. That's why the song Amazing Grace is consistently one of the most popular songs ever written. But grace has several meanings we want to look at in addition to God's grace or unmerited favor. Sometimes someone is graceful. In other words, in their movements, there is the idea of grace as a prayer. Sometimes you hear the expression, do you want to say grace? Sometimes we need a grace period. That is a certain amount of time that's allowed before something happens or before something must be done. Sometimes we simply see grace as just a charming quality, of being polite and pleasant, willingness to be fair and to forgive. A person with grace has a disposition to kindness and compassion. If you've ever been in someone's graces, that simply means that you have their approval or you're in their favor. There are synonyms for grace that we use: mercy, charity, clemency, leniency. But let's look at some of the passages in the Bible that talk about grace. You know, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. It was a wicked world, but there was one man who was a righteous man who stood out. And that's why we read about Noah and no other men of that time period, because he was this man who God saw as a just man. Sometimes people gain the favor of others. When Joseph was sold into slavery, he found grace in the eyes of Potiphar. And Potiphar put him over his whole household. And later on, after Joseph has been imprisoned wrongly, he finds favor or grace in the eyes of Pharaoh. Moses, in Exodus 33, is said to have found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Ruth found favor or grace in the eyes of Boaz. Why? Because he recognized her and her qualities as she gleaned the fields And he knew about her as caring for her mother-in-law, Naomi. David found eyes in the grace of Jonathan, a friendship between two men that was mutual. And they made a pact with each other to take care of one another's families if something was to happen. Esther, the queen, we're told she found grace and favor in the king's sight. Esther chapter 2, verse 17. John tells us, John 1, 14, that Jesus was full of grace and truth. Grace and truth came and come through Jesus Christ. The law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. The child, Jesus, grew and became strong. Luke 2 and verse 40. He's filled with wisdom, and the favor or the grace of God was upon him. The Lord's gospel is a gospel of grace. And in Acts chapter 14 and verse 3, we are told the Lord bore witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by the hands of the apostles. The ministry of Paul is summed up in Acts 20 and verse 24. His ministry was to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. God was willing to forgive sins. Jesus was willing to come and die for our sins. And now this good news, this message is to be preached to all the world. It's interesting if you look at the letters in the New Testament of Peter, John, Paul. Almost all of these letters begin with the words, grace be unto you. And another word is usually added, and peace. Grace and peace be unto you. And that is the conclusion of many of the letters too. The grace of God be with you. God wants to show his favor, his blessings to his creation. We have been justified, Paul says in Romans chapter 3 and verse 24, by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So God's grace is a gift unto us. It's undeserved favor. Paul in the Roman letter talks about grace. It's a major theme of his. And depending upon how you look at the scriptures, how you believe God's word, it tells us that we as Christians, Romans 6, 1, should no longer continue in sin that grace may abound. You see, the whole idea is the transformation of the individual from a sinner into a saint. That one now practices righteousness, practices the truth. He doesn't want us to live as we used to live. The gospel message is powerful, transforming, changes lives. Paul said, God gave me grace. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10, according to the grace of God which was given to me, I laid a foundation. He talked about Jesus Christ. He talked about the principles of righteousness. He talked about the nature of God, laying a foundation for our faith. And then others would come and build upon that foundation. A foundation was never meant to be the complete work, obviously. It was the beginning point. Just as when we build, it's beginning with the foundation. That's not the ending point, that's the beginning point. Jesus Christ, chief cornerstone, the apostles, prophets, the foundation. The idea in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 15 is, as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase in thanksgiving to the glory of God. The grace was never meant to be just for one group of people. This gospel message, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, Jesus said. Because as more and more of God's grace is extended, that is, through the message, then more and more people will be transformed or changed and there will be glory given to God. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8, God is able to make all grace abound to you. Cannot limit God. Those blessings that he wants to give his children, good and perfect gifts that come down from above, we cannot limit them. Paul, when he suffered the thorn in the flesh, 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, prayed that it might be taken from him. But you remember those famous words that were told to Paul by God. My grace is sufficient for you. In our weaknesses, the strength of God can be more fully revealed at times. He chides the Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. He talks about the fact that he preached the gospel, the grace of Christ to them. But they were turning to a different gospel. And what they were turning to was not the true gospel. And he said, it will only bring destruction. Because he did not want to nullify the grace of God. In Galatians chapter 2 and verse 21, he says, I do not nullify the grace of God. For if righteousness were through the law, then Christ died for no purpose. In other words, if we could be saved by perfect law giving, then what's the point of Christ dying? But the Bible has concluded, God has concluded that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. By grace we've been saved through faith. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. We need to remember that. The preaching of the gospel was so necessary. And God gave all of those early apostles, the apostles and the prophets, the ones who laid the foundation, he gave them as eyewitnesses to the resurrection of Jesus Christ and through his ministry. He gave them power, signs and wonders and miracles that confirmed the word that was preached. The Bible tells us in Titus chapter 2 and verse 11, as Paul writes, the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation. What made it possible? Hebrew writer says in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9, that by the grace of God, Jesus might taste death for everyone. Now, if that is the case, the Hebrew writer would also say in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 15, see to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God. Give everyone a chance to hear that message. Let no one fail to obtain it. And that's why we have to be vigilant as Christians. And when we have opportunity to sow the seed of the kingdom, then we should do so. And we're not adding to, we're not taking away from anything and that is recorded for us there in the Bible. But we need to practice pure and undefiled religion. We need to practice what God has asked us to do. You know, Peter, in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 10, talked about salvation. And he talked about the fact the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours, they searched. When it would take place. Peter said it's taking place right now, that this message is being proclaimed to all the world. This message of salvation, this message of hope. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 10 talks about the manifold or varied grace of God. He said, be good stewards of that manifold grace. In other words, it's just hard to just pinpoint it down to one thing. It's so varied. God, who works in wonderful ways, can manifest his grace to us. Obviously, it's through the gospel of Jesus Christ that we begin to see, begin to understand that we have a loving God who does not want anyone to be lost. that all should come to repentance, not willing that any should perish. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18, we are to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Bible study is so important. Whether you're studying at home on your own, or you're with your family, or you are in a Bible study, or you are in a church service where they are studying the Bible, the more knowledge you have of the Lord Jesus Christ, the better servant I will become. Growing in grace. We can grow in favor, can't we? And we can become gracious. In fact, that's what in Psalm 112 talks about. The man who fears the Lord, he is gracious, merciful, and righteous. Just as Jesus was gracious, we too can learn the qualities and the characteristics that were in Jesus Christ and attempt to practice them and be examples to others of them. It's a marvelous study, the study of grace. And I remember one of the very first lessons I preached about grace, and that was 40 plus years ago. I could not even at that time fathom the manifold grace of God and how special it is and how important it is, and why songs like Amazing Grace are so necessary. But there was a cost to pay for this unmerited favor, and Jesus paid it all. And now he asks us to take up our cross and follow him, that his grace might avail in our lives and we might reflect that to others. Good study. Study of grace. Appreciate your listening for the Main Street Church of Christ. This is Gist Howell. Thank you.
I've been crucified with Christ my Lord. I am dead to sin through his precious blood. I've been raised to life in the Son of God. By faith I walk with him. I live for the one who died. I live in him who was crucified. I live, and yet not I, but Christ who lives in me. Once a slave to sin, now redeemed in Christ, renewed each day through his sacrifice. By faith, not guilty, but justified, set free to walk with him. I live for the one who died. I live in him who was crucified. I live, and yet not I, but Christ who lives in me. Yes, he lives, though reason cannot see.
Disappeared without a trace, and with my life in pieces, the hope inside my heart had slipped away. But through the silence of a lonely night, I began to hear my Savior. came back to Calvary. If it hadn't been for Jesus, I don't know where I would be. And even though he knew me, he still forgave my every sin.
Yeah. arms are open wide, waiting there for you to run inside. There is someone who cares. Oh, and when you reach for him, he's there. I pray you'll learn somehow, somewhere, that Jesus is that someone.
FM at AM 1150 WMST.